Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 145. So I wanted to do this episode on something super simple, something that literally doesn't require you to think or ponder. And that's, you'll see, that's the point of what I'm going to talk about here in a minute. And it's a fact of life that has really changed how I approach pretty much everything, careers, dating, big decisions, everything. The headline is that you need to start asking for what you want and be specific about it and not settle for anything less, even if it's close to what you want. You need to keep asking and asking and asking and making moves until you get exactly that. And here's the important part. Nowhere in that should you start considering if you deserve that thing. You simply wanting it is enough. And I'm really advocating for a mindset where you don't debate if you deserve something. The fact that you want it is more than enough. And I'm going to unpack all this in just a second because I think it'll really make sense to you. But I'll start with a quick story. You know, I love a good story with an analogy. And this is more of an analogy I do in practically every episode. So here's the story, the analogy. It's about an apple that in life, again, you have to ask for what you want and be specific about it. But in life, let's say you ask the universe and you say, hey, universe, I want an apple. And the universe gives you an apple. Great, it's fantastic. But when you get it, it's an apple, all right, but it's bruised. You might be tempted to say, okay, well, you know, I asked for an apple and this is an apple, so thank you. It's close enough. But instead of accepting the apple, you should say, hey, thank you for the apple, but may I have an apple without bruises? So the universe then is like, oh, my bad, I got you. And it gives you another apple. But this one has a worm in it. Classic, right? And so again, you say, thank you for the apple. But this time you say, hey, may I have an apple without bruises and without a worm in it? And then you continue this process until you get exactly, specifically, what you're looking for, a tasty, perfect apple. And the moral of this story is that you shouldn't settle for less than what you wanted in the first place, which was a perfectly nice, good apple. And most important here is this topic, and the topic of this episode is that nowhere in that story did you hear, you know, I deserve a full perfect apple. I deserve the perfect apple. Nah, you just kept asking for what you wanted in the first place, which is an apple. I want an apple. I want a perfect apple. And you kept asking and asking and looking until you got it. And I really like this analogy because it reflects something I've learned over the years that as humans, we overthink the things we want in life when specifically we start allowing ourselves to wonder, to consider if we deserve those things. Do I deserve that person I want a relationship with? Do I deserve that higher paying job? Do I deserve that thing, that experience, that amazing vacation? I think it's when we start asking ourselves if we deserve things or people or experiences that we start heading down a very slippery slope. We start to question our worth. And more often than not, I found that we allow ourselves just naturally to be like, you know what? I guess I don't really deserve it. I'm not there yet. I'm not a good enough person. I'm not attractive enough. I've messed up too many times. I'm not confident enough. You know, nah, I'm not deserving of it yet. And man, I've grown to realize how much of a limiting mindset that is when we just allow ourselves to debate internally if we deserve something. And that's how we end up overthinking. That's how we end up not taking action. That's how we end up not making moves in our lives. So my headline, the good old clickbait for this episode, comes from my life. And it's that instead of approaching things, people, experiences with a mindset of I deserve this, or I wonder if I deserve it, take that out of your vocabulary and just know that wanting that thing is enough. let's just assume across the board that you are 100% deserving of everything you possibly want in life. That's like foundational here. And I know that might sound a bit, you know, egotistical or self-serving, but hear me out here, because I really do think this is a game changer. In every respect, that you are deserving of the things you want. But let's take that out of the equation for a second. From now on, I want you just to try something. I want you to say, I want that thing. And let that be enough for you. You don't have to validate it. You don't have to rationalize it. Just stop there. Don't say, I want it and I deserve it and yada, yada, yada. Nah, just say, I want it. Seriously, when you do this, I almost guarantee you that you'll find yourself following through more. You'll find yourself making the first move more, making more decisions, overthinking less. And I'll back this up in a second, but I want that to sink in, that in your life, in your mind, replace I deserve with just a simple, hey, I want. I want, you say, I want someone who inspires me, someone who I'm attracted to, someone who pushes me. I want a job that fulfills me, that excites me, that pays me more than $100,000. I want to live in a city that inspires me. I want to be surrounded by friends who do the same, so on and so forth. Stop saying I deserve someone who inspires me, a job that fulfills me, a city that inspires me, whatever. Because I found that in my life, when I do that, when I start rationalizing the things I deserve, it's easy for my stubborn mind to get to a point where it literally convinces me that I don't. It's easy, almost natural, to start talking yourself out of deserving something. It's less easy, I found, to talk yourself out of just simply wanting something. And hear me out here. I think there's power in this. Because when you approach things and people and experiences with a mindset of, oh, I deserve that thing, or I deserve this relationship, and then when you get close to getting it, it's so, so easy to be like, well, this is close enough. I can't have it all. I can't have my cake and eat it too. Like, this is fine. This is close enough. And that, man, that's settle city, population you know, that's how you settle. But I found that when you repeat the things you want by just saying, I want it, it becomes increasingly difficult to be like, well, this is close enough. Because it's not. It's not. It's not what you said you want. Close enough doesn't cut it when you approach life with a mindset of, this is what I want, I'm specific about what I want, and I'm not going to settle for less. Seriously, and here's another story to illustrate this. I saw this online the other day. Lots of stories here. It's like story time with Case. This story was simple. It's like the idea that, hey, you know, you want to get ice cream today. So you pop over to your favorite ice cream joint. And in your heart, you know that, you know, your favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip. And you also know that your least favorite ice cream is butter pecan, say, for example. And so you go and you step to the counter. Do you ask yourself when you get there whether you deserve mint chocolate chip or you should just accept butter pecan? No, like that would be a ridiculous way of looking at things. You say, hey, I want mint chocolate chip. And that's it. End of story. And that's kind of the moral here. It's not about whether you deserve something or not. You just want it. It's like black and white like that. And I'm telling you, my friends, that this way of approaching things really can be a game changer for you, because it does a couple of powerful things. That when you approach life with the simplicity of saying, I want something, and have that be reason enough, like I can't explain it fully, but it just changes things. You don't sit around so much. You're not so complacent. You don't sit around wondering if you deserve it or not. You want it, and that's enough. And that powers you and it motivates you. Like, I look at my life and I also look around with the people I associate with, people who inspire me, who are powerful, impactful, successful, wealthy, and they all have this mentality. It's not, do I deserve for my talent to be recognized? Do I deserve for this song I just created to hit the charts? Do I deserve for my writing to go viral? Do I deserve for my company to grow? No. That's not part of the conversation. It's, I want this, I want that. And they want something specific, like that apple. And they keep asking and asking and asking until they get that. They don't debate whether they deserve those things, and they certainly don't settle for less. And that's, there's a lot of magic in this. And I've seen this personally. Like, old me, when I had a mindset of, you know, I deserve for my writing to go viral, or I deserve to date talented, unique, attractive people. Personally, I found myself taking less action against that. Seriously, like I would get 1,000 views on a blog post and I'd be like, wow, that's great. I should be happy with this. And I would kind of take my foot off the gas, or I'd date someone who was, you know, close enough, had creative aspirations, was, you know, I was decently attracted to in the right light. And I'd be like, Case, you know, man, you can't have it all. She's great. You deserve this. This is fine. Just go with it. But man, that's like, that's settling 101. But when I kind of flipped it, and when I started saying, hey, that's great that post got 1,000 views, but I want 1,000,000. When I started saying, you know, I want this specific person to be in a relationship with, I kept repeating it and repeating and repeating it. Like, it drove me to stop settling. Like, it certainly didn't mean that those things and people magically appeared in my life. Like, I wish it was that simple, but it kept my motivation high. It kept me fired up, like rooted in this sense that, yes, of course I deserve those things, but because I want something specific, I'm not going to settle. I'm going to make the first move. I'm going to keep asking and asking and asking and working. Why? Because I want that thing. And it's that simple. Well, like, what more motivation do you need than wanting something on a deep level? Saying I want something instead of I deserve something, I found that it makes you more stubborn. It makes that thing, that person, specific in your mind. You don't settle. You don't say, ah, you know, close enough. You don't say, well, that's life for you. You know, you don't overthink. No, you say, I want mint chocolate chip. And if they don't have it for you, I'm going to go to another store until I get it. There's no, I want a perfect apple. I don't want one with bruises or worms. I'm going to go to a different store until I get that apple. Like that. Does that make sense? It's super simple. It's just the difference between allowing yourself to rationalize deserving something versus making it simple in your mind that you wanting it is enough. And of course, inherent in this is a sense that deep down you do deserve these things. And I don't want to totally discount that, but I don't really want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about a mindset of wanting, because it's a mindset that powers you on a daily basis. This is the mindset that's going to keep you working and grinding for what you want. Yes, certainly, you know, take time to sit down and be at peace with yourself and establish your worth. I've done episodes on that before. But if you want a real, no bullshit mindset, take this idea of I want. You know, stop allowing yourself, your mind, your spirit, your heart to debate if you deserve something. Just don't allow that for right now. Know that if you want something, that is enough. Let that be enough. Let that be more than enough. You know, stop questioning whether you deserve something. Know that you want it, you want something, and repeat that as often as necessary. And I think a lot of people don't do this. They don't say what they want. They say something broad like, oh, you know, I deserve a great relationship, or I deserve a job that is fulfilling. No, no, man. Say what you want and be specific with what you want. Being specific prevents you from settling. Say, I want someone who challenges me, who inspires me and is hot as fuck, whatever. Say it. Say, I want a job where I can learn and be pushed and where I can make $200,000. Be specific. You know, on a human level, I really do believe that you deserve what you want. But again, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on what you want and then say it and repeat it and ask for it and write it down and demand it. And say, I want this. And I'm telling you that as simple as this sounds, it really does guide you. It really does like put a stop to settling and overthinking. It has for me, at least. I think it will for you. It will have you, I think, making more first moves and second moves and third moves. It'll have you really affirming for yourself what it is you want. And then when you're out there working for it, you won't settle for, you know, close enough. I deserve this. This is close enough. No. You know, and why is this the case? I think it's because your brain and your heart, when you're like this, it won't be off in la-la land being like, am I deserving of this? It'll be focused so like myopically on what you want, on what you said you wanted. And I think if you're honest with yourself, when you want something and it's that simple to you, you become stubborn about it. And when you're stubborn, like, that's motivation. The most successful, impactful people I know are stubborn and annoying because they want something and they literally can't stop thinking about it and working for it. And I think wanting something is the only fact you need to know. You want something, that's enough. Like think about it, like drunk food, for example. You know, it's 2-3 a.m. You want drunk food, you want it. And man, you know, nothing's going to stop you from crushing those 20 nugs in a McFlurry. You don't sit around wondering if you deserve it. No, you just want it. It's not even a question. It's a silly example, but I think that's how this works. Start affirming to yourself and to the people around you the things that you want. Start saying it. I want this. Write it down. I want this. Write as many wants down as you can so you don't forget it. I personally don't think that's greedy or overzealous. Like, write them down. I want, I want, I want. And the more you do that, the more you're going to be, you know, like Ariana Grande. I want it. I got it. Not settling for it. Not overthinking if you deserve it or not. Like, nah, it's just going to be, I want this. And you're going to be motivated and you're going to keep following through. And I think let that simple want guide you. And then I think you're going to find yourself settling less and more stubborn in a good way, to my point, in a way that reminds you that what you want is certainly something you have to go out and work for and earn, but you are always deserving of it. So stop allowing yourself to debate it. You want it, and that's enough. It's more than enough. So that's it. Super short episode today. And I hope you found it valuable. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it excites you to want more and keep wanting and become more stubborn about the things that you want. I'd love it if you'd share this episode, share it with a homie, share it with someone who is stubborn and knows what they want, or share it with someone who could use this reminder and could help them, you know, stop overthinking the things in their life. And thank you, as always, for sharing. If you can spare a minute and drop a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, that would mean the world to me. Seriously, your support is everything, and I always, always, always appreciate it. So thank you. Be sure to let me know what you're thinking on Instagram, feedback, topic ideas, just saying, hey, shoot me a DM @case.kenny. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.